10 Makers Podcast, Episode 19.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Tent Makers Podcast. My name is Mark Sintel.
And my name is David Ludwig.
And this is the podcast dedicated to encouraging and equipping bivocational pastors and ministry leaders. Our goal is to help you effectively use your two or more jobs to accomplish your one important mission. In this episode, we'll be talking about our must-read books for bivocational pastors. But first, we'd like to point you to our website. This ministry is part of the broader ministry of the Baptist Resource Network of Pennsylvania and South Jersey. The BRN exists to glorify God by fostering spiritual transformation for persons and communities with the gospel. You can find out more about the BRN and other great content at www.brnonline.org.
So let's get right into this episode. I want to introduce five books that we believe are must-reads, five books. But along with that, I say must-reads. Let's not forget about audiobooks, because we recognize, as all of us in the bivocational world have been, there are those times where we can not have time to just sit down and read
That's
a book,
right.
But the audiobooks are a friend as well.
That's right.
So we'll just talk about the five books, and then Mark, you and I will kind of ping pong back and forth.
So I'll do one, then you'll do one.
Yes.
All right. So I'll start right at the top with a book called Replenish. And we'll have the links to these in the show notes. But Replenish is a book that I went through a few years ago when I was on a sabbatical. And we'll be talking about sabbaticals in another episode. I think we probably talked about it when we talked about rest several episodes ago. But Replenish is really about not just that, finding renewal when you've gotten tired. I went through that as I was kind of on the edge of burnout, having ministered without a break for many, many years, without any kind of extended break. And it led me through kind of issues of the heart, was leading to my fatigue and things that I wasn't aware of. What I liked about it, and particularly for bivocational pastors, is that each chapter is short and it could be read in a few minutes. And then there were some questions for reflection, which really gave me something to chew on every day. So it's a book that it wouldn't take but just a few moments to read. And then you could chew on the contents of that chapter all week. And so it's something you could work through over time and really give you insight into your heart as a pastor to keep you on mission when fatigue starts to set in. And that's really why I like it. Lance, the writer of that, I had the privilege of speaking with him, and his heart really is for pastors to be able to endure for the long haul. And he writes with that pastoral heart for pastors. And so that's why I pick Replenish off the bat. So that's one for me. How about you?
Yeah, that's great. Well, Gospel Coach. Now, we talked about coaching just a few episodes ago, I guess it's been now, but the idea behind that Gospel Coach, I believe, is a tool, it's a book that'll help you to realize how you can shepherd people by coaching them. You're not demanding things, you're not trying to create an agenda, but you're actually helping them to see what the scriptures say and to look at it through a gospel focus on how they should go about their life. So coaching is really guiding, as we talked about before, and you're guiding them through the gospel. So shepherding leaders using the gospel coach approach.
So why is that particularly good for bivocational pastors?
Is even the idea of shepherding leaders, there's this place where we've got to be developing others and pouring into others. So God has a purpose for each of our lives, and helping people to discover that through coaching, to help them to be able to focus on what is it that God's trying to tell them. So I really believe it's a key, because if we're not building up the body, if we're not empowering others, helping them to discern what is their purpose and what are they to do, then we'll become solo pastors, and that's not God's design either.
That's right. So at some level, we are player coach, but we need to lean coach to be most effective, you know. Okay, so maybe I'll take the next one. I would pick Getting Things Done by David Allen. David Allen's not a Christian that I know of. In fact, he might lean more Buddhist than Christian, but he's an expert in productivity and kind of task management, life management. And so Getting Things Done has helped me tremendously in trying to keep track of all the details. And we've probably mentioned it in three episodes so far. And, you know, we get no promotional consideration from David Allen, but I just really believe in the insight he gives to people that are very busy to live a life of focus and meaning. And so many of the things he suggests in getting things done on how the mechanics of how to keep track of details, I found super useful. And again, why does this apply to bivocational pastors? Well, it applies because we are probably busier than most. And if we don't have a good system, we're just going to kind of always live in that feeling of overwhelmed. And we'd kind of like to not be in that more often than we need to be. So that's mine. All right, back to you. What's your next one?
Yeah, well, the next one is Designed to Lead and co-authored. One of the authors is Eric Geiger and I believe Kevin Peck. And their intent to this is to help pastors and leaders understand that the church is a place for leadership development. So oftentimes that's been a big challenge I've noticed in talking to pastors. Well, we're not sure where to find our next leader, or we don't seem to have enough leaders. And what they emphasize in this book, and they take to scriptures, obviously, in Ephesians chapter 4, where it talks about equipping the saints. And you probably hear me refer to that often. I just believe that's kind of my philosophy of ministry as well. And they believe, and I believe, is there needs to be succession at every level. There needs to be intentional pouring into others, developing that pipeline of leaders. And those are some new words that you probably hear more and more about. But what happens on the other end is if we don't develop leaders well, then one day we're out of leaders. And so their whole encouragement in this book and their helps from their own experiences as pastors and leaders is to give you the thinking behind what it means to develop leaders and how important that is. So it's not just a how-to, but it's a lot of just reminding us of that importance. And I believe it's a real good read.
Kind of related to developing leaders is really just developing disciples as a whole. And so I'll take, I guess this would be book number 5. I'm going to recommend Disciple Shift. And I think what was it, Jim Putnam put that out and others from his church out in Idaho. And Disciple Shift is certainly good for anybody, including bivocational pastors, but it's really focused on the why and the how of disciple making. And I found it useful to really clarify what disciple making is, and then think through an intentional process for discipleship. And I say that's important for bivocational pastors is I feel like we don't have the time to waste time. And so if we have time to put into the ministry of the gospel in our churches, and we are called as pastors to shepherd the flock under our care, then the time we're able to put, we need to put in productive ways. We need to be making disciples with that time. Discipleship helped clarify that. It also really helped clarify, I found two things useful in it. One is it identifies people at different stages of spiritual maturity, from spiritual infants who need to be fed, to spiritual children and young adults that can feed themselves, to spiritual parents who are reproducing other disciples, and kind of shows what people need at different stages of spiritual development. And it helped identify, well, here's a few stages where kind of some one-on-one attention makes a lot of sense. And so that kind of helped me choose in focusing, if I'm making disciples myself, well, where should I do some one-on-one time versus group time? It helped me kind of focus my time. And I thought that was useful. And also in Disciple Shift, just a really practical suggestions on how to run groups. It gave a format in there called biblical storytelling, which kind of really enables almost anybody to lead Bible studies. And we've implemented that in our church that we'll have a mixed class of Bible storytelling that a 12-year-old can tell the story just as well as a 60-year-old can tell the story. And in the process of doing that, both are learning to lead groups. And more importantly, I didn't have to prepare a huge lesson, which cut down a prep for me, but also allowed my disciples to get experience in making other disciples themselves in group settings. So there's a lot of other nuggets in that book, but Disciple Shift, good stuff. You're going to visit Jim this summer, aren't you?
I am. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to glean from him what he's doing there, but also to process that and bring back how we can take those principles and practices and develop them in our context here. So I welcome, as we always say, if there's anyone who wants to write into us, if you've got a question that you'd like to ask Jim Putman, let me know, because I want to ask him for you.
That's right. So that just brings us to our last announcements before we go. We really do appreciate you tuning in to listen to us, but we would like to listen to you. So if you would like to comment on the books we've mentioned, or you'd like to ask a question, perhaps send a question through us to one of these authors, you can visit our blog at brnonline.org/tentmakers/019 for episode 19. Let us know what you thought.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Tent Makers Podcast. We'd be grateful if you would rate our podcast on iTunes. That helps us tremendously with keeping our podcast visible so people who have never heard of it can discover it. If you've already done this, thank you so much, and we are truly grateful. If you'd like to comment in this episode, please go to brnonline.org/tentmakers. Go to the show notes for this episode and scroll down to the comments section. We'd love to hear from you, your comments, questions, or whatever. Until next time, remember, working two jobs is tough,
but your one mission is worth it.